This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio. Time to get up and at 'em. Start your Saturday morning off right here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You can rewind to hear the start of the show at 9 a.m. We brought on Michael Phillips at 9:30. MP on the mic can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to noon on the Odyssey app. I'm 12 to 3 on the Odyssey app in Richmond, Virginia. And so we've got Denton Day will be coming up after me, live and local right here on 106.7 The Fan. D-Day takes over at 12 noon. But joining us right now on the Rude guest hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV from the Sports Junkies. It's John Paul Flame. What's going on, JP?
What's up, Adam? Hey, congratulations again on a fantastic football fest. It was great being part of that.
Well, thank you so much. I really did appreciate you making the trip. It meant a lot to have you on stage with me alongside Michael Phillips. And it was really cool to hear your announcement this week, Faith Restored. Tell the fans a little bit more about this new book.
So you can get the book at faithrestoredbook.com. But I was thinking about this as I was on hold. You're kind of the perfect candidate for this book, Adam. You're a huge Washington football fan. You love the Redskins. Then it became the football team. Then it became the Commanders. But you never really got to experience the glory years. You're too young. This team once was a team that won Super Bowls and had a sellout streak and an unbelievable fan base. And then Dan Snyder bought the team and basically destroyed it all. The book is kind of about the resurrection. Obviously, you can kind of relive last season, but see how the organization was transformed with Josh Harris empowering Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and of course, drafting the right quarterback in Jaden Daniels. So it's about the resurrection of the team and the fans coming back to the team.
How much did last season remind you of the 80s?
You know what? I'll tell you a story. Steve Sands, who is a Golf Channel analyst, comes on the Junkies a lot. You may remember Steve. A lot of people know Steve. He told me a great story. So he grew up rooting for the Redskins during the glory years. He had season tickets in his family that dates back to Griffith Stadium before RFK. And his kids, teenagers, never got to experience it. But when they went on this run this year, Steve takes his son to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playoff game. And when they win that game, his son turns to him and he goes, "Dad, now I know what it was like for you."
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've asked my dad all the time what it was like, and it's crazy that I missed it. Dan Snyder took over, and the team just had no success at all. And so, you know, do you feel like Jaden Daniels is proven and that he's going to lead this team, or was that just 1 year? Like, is Jaden Daniels the franchise quarter we all expected him to be for the next 10 years? How confident are you that he has restored our faith?
I think the difference in Jaden Daniels from, let's say, RG3, so probably your best year before last year rooting for the team was probably the RG3 rookie season, right?
Yeah.
It's probably the most fun you had. And RG3 was a sensation. He won Rookie of the Year. I think the difference between Jaden Daniels and RG3, I mean, you can see some ability differences, is the work ethic that you hear about, that he's a first one in, last one out guy. And this dates back years and years. Like, one of the things I learned while writing the book, and you can get it at faithrestoredbook.com, you know, his freshman year of college, he established himself as a leader. They're playing Oregon, number 6 in the country. Everybody expected Oregon to win the game. They're competing for a national championship. And that really was Jaden Daniels' coming out party when they beat him. He has a monster game. They storm the field. He's been a leader. He kind of has that natural leadership ability. You see it on the field. I know you've gone a bunch of times to training camp. I went a couple times. And he's just a guy that everybody gravitates towards. And I just think there's a difference. Look, he's going to have to prove it. But I don't see any reason why he would have a sophomore slump. Like, I think he's got that ability. He's got the leadership. And he's got the preparation and work ethic.
JP Flame from the Sports Junkies with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We know how much Jaden's a big part of this turnaround, and Josh Harris' ownership group, big part of it. Is Adam Peters, Bobby Bethard, Charlie Casserly in this situation?
You know, it's funny. I talked to Charlie Casserly for the book. Adam Peters, look, what I would say is a lot of people are worried about this Terry McLaurin situation. You just trade B-Rob yesterday. We can get into that. Adam Peters is somebody that they trust and have empowered. What Josh Harris kind of does and what he's done here in Washington is he's a big believer in finding the right people and letting them do their jobs, right? So Adam Peters, with Dan Quinn, very intentional about what they did last offseason when they went out and got Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz and Austin Eckler. A lot of people, including the junkies, probably including yourself, were like, why are they bringing all these old guys? Well, all of them had one trait in common. They're all leaders on the field and off the field. And that helped transform the culture. And that's why they were able to turn it around so quickly. Obviously with Jaden Daniels, but they brought in the right people. They brought these guys back. And we'll see what happens this year. You know, this will be a second draft. I kind of think that one of their big focuses in the offseason was, well, what beat them last year? Saquon Barkley. So you bring in a big guy like Javon Kinlaw, some of the other guys they brought on the defensive line, and we're going to see if they can stop the run, which was really their biggest Achilles heel, especially on defense.
JP, it is a Commanders game day, preseason week 3. Normally you don't see anybody that's going to be a contributor. We did hear, it looks like Luke McCaffrey, Trey Amos, and Chris Rodriguez will play. What do you read into that?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Look, no B-Rob, right? So is Chris Rodriguez going to be the lead back, or is it going to be Bill? Is it going to be the rookie? So that's interesting. Maybe they just want to see another look. And look, you got to give the rock to somebody, right? As far as Amos, he didn't play in the last game. They probably just want to get him some reps. So, look, as a fan, you want the guys to stay healthy. And McCaffrey, look, I was at the game on Monday night, and I was locked in on McCaffrey from my suite. Shout out to Greg Height, hooked me up. He looked like they're trying to find somebody who can fill the McLaurin role. And I'm not saying he can fill the McLaurin role, but they had him out wide in spots that you're used to seeing Terry in. And he's got to produce. And if not, I'm not saying they're going to cut him, but you at some point you have to produce. So they want to take a look.
JP, I'll ask you this because I've been asking the callers. People can chime in 1-800-636-1067 or tweet me at AWOD Radio. Who leads the Commanders in rushing yards this season? I know people want to shout out Bill or Chris Rodriguez or another guy. I've been saying it's going to be Jaden Daniels, and I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels the following year, and the year after that, as a rookie, he led this team in rushing yards. People want him to be a pocket passer.
I think that's a good bet for this season. I wouldn't bet beyond that season. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, Jaden's going to give you 800, 900 yards, and you would suspect, based on what we've seen right now, that Rodriguez and Bill are going to split carries, and you're going to sprinkle in some Austin Eckler. You know, I'm a big Eckler guy. I thought that he was going to actually be the lead back last year, but we learned he's just – and I hate calling it an injury, but he got concussed twice. So he's too injury prone to rely on. They're not going to give him the rock that much. So you kind of figure it's going to be running back by committee. So I think Adam, very smart. I think Jaden Daniels will be the leading rusher.
Lamar Jackson, has led the Ravens the last 6 years until they added Derrick Henry. Like, I think that's what we're going to get with Jaden.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't predict beyond this year because, look, maybe Chris Rodriguez will emerge as a horse that they can rely on. Or maybe it'll be Bill. Like, you have this guy that you can give the rock to 15 to 20 times. We haven't seen that just yet. And then you'll have another draft to potentially address it.
JP Flame with us here from the Sports Junkies, who made his way to Richmond for Football Festival. Do you have a season prediction in mind for the Commanders? You heard me. I just said I think they will be playing in the playoffs this year.
I think it's a good bet. I don't know that they're going to win 12 games. They have a tougher schedule. We're going to have to see what happens with the Terry situation. I have them at 10-7. I think they get into the playoffs. Look, when you have the quarterback, which they have, who is a game changer. Dan Quinn came on our show before the draft. He used that term game changer, and we're like, that's a tell. They want this guy. And he is a game changer. You saw that on Monday night. He scores a touchdown on the drive when they don't even pass the ball. He's electric with his legs. You're going to get that. I think he's a student of the game. You know, you hear these stories dating back to college. He goes to LSU. He starts using the VR. He brings that over to watch. And I remember when he got on the plane and he took, you know, people said that he was studying the playbook on the plane. We're like, that seems ridiculous. No, that's the real deal. That's the kind of guy he is. He's all football. So I think as long as you got Jaden there, you got a chance. And they've upgraded, hopefully, on defense. The secondary should be much better. The defensive line, we'll see if they're able to stop the run with Kinlaw. They should be a better team. That doesn't mean they're going to have a better record. So I got them at 10-7.
JP Flame with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline, talking about his new book, Faith Restored, that you can buy today. And JP, really appreciate you joining me. And thanks for sending me an early version. So I got to read a chapter before it was released. It did get me fired up for the season. So it's releasing at the perfect time for listeners, Commanders fans to check out before the regular season, September 7th. You'll find this funny. I have a listener in Richmond, Robert, who keeps saying, AWOD, you need to write a book. So, JP, how did this project come about for you? This is now your third book you've written.
Yeah, so the last book, Still Barking, which was about the story of the Junkies chasing a dream, our 25 years doing radio. I worked with a guy named Dennis Tuttle, who helps people do books. I think he's done 20 books with people. He used to write for the Washington Times, Cincinnati Inquirer. And he actually pitched me this idea the week of the Lions game in the playoffs. And I didn't say yes initially, but I think it was a day or two later, we had Herm Edwards on the show. And in the back of my mind, I asked a question during our interview to Herm, actually about the game that I talked about first when Jaden faced Justin Herbert and Jaden was a true freshman. And Herm Edwards is fantastic, you know, former NFL coach, ESPN personality. And he told this story about Jaden and what he told Jaden when the game got close, which was, by the way, get the ball to Ayuk, which he did on a long bomb. They win the game. And once he told that story, I was like, all right, let me see if I can weave a little tale there. And I did that, and I started there. Then I did an outline, and boom, 7 months later, grinding, got a book. And I really think Commanders fans are going to dig it. You really get to relive last season. I think the chapter I sent you was about Jaden getting drafted, called Game Changer, which was a huge decision. You earlier asked me about Adam Peters. Look, think about this. You take a new job. You're Adam Peters, right? You've been working your whole life to get to that position where you get well paid, and you're now a general manager of the team. Now you got the number two pick in the draft. That is going to define you, picking the right quarterback, and certainly looks like they picked the right quarterback. You had a lot of choices to choose from Caleb Williams to Bo Nix to Drake May, but they got Jaden. I think he got that right, and that was going to define his legacy.
If you are a P1 of the Sports Junkies, you probably own Chasing Rocky, Still Barking. Now check out Faith Restored. Which book are you most proud of, JP?
Honestly, this one, and it's not because I'm selling it right now, but I am, faithrestoredbook.com. I just think I'm becoming a better writer. I don't know if I'm a good writer, but hopefully I'm getting a little bit better. Look, I feel good about it now. It's a grind, but I do think people will enjoy it, especially if you're a Commanders fan. A lot of people, you know, you just said you read a chapter, and I think I sent you Game Changer, but you get to kind of relive the season. I use the junkies as kind of the voice of the fans, but I actually sprinkle in some callers in there. So you kind of live through the season. I mean, this was a team that was 7-2 last year. Then they lost 3 in a row and everybody's panicking at 7-5. I brought this up. I remember the show vividly. We do the show after they lose that third straight game, which they were not supposed to lose. They're 7-5, and it's like, well, how do you turn this season around? And EB said, let Jaden cook, and that's what Jaden did. So you kind of get to relive that season and see how an organization that was once iconic and great, winning Super Bowls, they got destroyed, has risen up, and is now a team that, with Jaden Daniels, should be a playoff contender each and every year.
JP, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Hey, thanks, man. Keep thriving. FaithRestoredBook.com.
That is JP Flame. Follow him on Twitter at GlassJoeJP or the Junkies at Junks Radio. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the GOAT with the free Odyssey app. Let's turn our attention to the fact that it is a burgundy and gold game day. We've had some good calls about Brian Robinson Jr., but he's gone. Traded to San Francisco for a sixth-round pick. Let's talk about the guys that are going to be on the roster come Tuesday, and also guys that will be playing today. It is a burgundy and gold game day. Kickoff after 12 noon. Commanders against the Baltimore Ravens preseason week 3. We went through the list of inactives. 33 Commanders players will not play. Once again, it's been the theme of this preseason. There were 30 guys that didn't play week 1. You played your guys week 2 for one drive. Jaden got in, Jaden got down the field, and Jaden got out without even having to attempt or complete a pass. Pretty cool. And then now preseason week 3, 33 guys will not play. We know a few guys will. And here are three things that I would love to see today. Number one, Luke McCaffrey will play. Jalen Lane will not play. I think that does play into my theory that Jalen Lane has jumped ahead of Luke McCaffrey on the depth chart already. I think he was one of the training camp MVPs. He was one of the best players in preseason week two. He has really come on strong. I asked Dan Quinn about the wide receiver room. He pointed to Jalen Lane. He also liked KJ Osborne when he's brought. But also, when everybody asks about the wide receiver room, he brings up Deebo and Jalen Lane over and over again. I think Jalen Lane has been the star of training camp in terms of the offensive guys not named Bill, because Bill's gotten all the hype. And so I understand why Jalen Lane's not playing. Luke McCaffrey, we haven't seen the highlight. We haven't seen the coaching staff praise him at length. They like what they saw. But in fact, Dan Quinn said that last year he thought Luke McCaffrey was running routes as a quarterback or thinking as a quarterback. This year he's thinking as a receiver. They need him to stop thinking and just react out there and make a play. So three things I want to see today. Number one is a Luke McCaffrey touchdown or a Luke McCaffrey big play or Luke McCaffrey consistent in terms of catches, whether he's a possession receiver, a third down threat, or an explosive guy. He's got to make a few catches today. I'd like to see him get into the end zone. That's what I would love to see. Luke McCaffrey's number one on the list. I've talked this before during this show. I do not think Luke McCaffrey gets cut. But I think he needs to have a good game today. Because this team is going to have other guys ahead of him. You're going to most likely have Terry McLaurin. They're going to throw the ball to Zach Ertz a ton, Austin Eckler a ton, maybe Ben Senator or John Bates a ton. Luke McCaffrey needs to have a good game today. I need to see some good film on tape from him. So that's number one. Number two, goodbye Brian Robinson Jr. We talked about that at length. We took your phone calls. He's gone for a sixth-round pick. Jacory Kroski-Merritt is not playing today. I don't want to read too much into it, but my gut reaction is that means he's ahead of C-Rod in the depth chart. Maybe they're hiding him for week one, and he's going to be week one, game one, snap one in the backfield next to Jaden Daniels. I kind of think it's going to be Austin Eckler, but I wouldn't be shocked if it was somebody else. I really wouldn't. So with Jacory Kroski-Merritt with Bill out today, what will we see from Chris Rodriguez? Three things I want to see. Luke McCaffrey touchdown, Chris Rodriguez, a one big 30-yard explosive run or 75 yards from scrimmage. I want to see Chris Rodriguez break one, get past the line of scrimmage, get past the linebackers, make a safety miss, hit the second level. I want to see him break an explosive run. That's one of the three things I want to see today. Chris Rodriguez out there. I think it's going to be a lot of Dietrich Felton, but maybe on the first drive of the game, with the backup offensive line and the backup quarterback, Chris Rodriguez could pull off an explosive run. It would give me confidence in him. But I look, the coaching staff might already have their mindset on who are going to be the starting running backs week one against the Giants. Third thing I want to see, Trey Amos. We didn't see him week one, right? Given just a veteran day off preseason week one. They didn't need to see him. They've seen enough in training camp. They're excited for him. I don't think there's anybody John Keim has hyped up more this training camp process than Trey Amos. He didn't play week two because of a hamstring injury in the preseason. He's going to play today, presumably, because he's not on the inactive list. Can we see a Trey Amos interception? I mean, three things I'd love to see today. Luke McCaffrey touchdown, Chris Rodriguez run, the best for last. I would just love to see a Trey Amos interception. Or maybe just jump in front of a pass and deflect it. Or make a play on a ball in the air or force a fumble. I want to see Trey Amos be this ball hawk that we've talked about him to be as a rookie in the National Football League. As soon as he was drafted at Ole Miss, Nick Saban talked about how much he loved him at Alabama, and I was locked in. I was all in on that pick since Saban opened his mouth talking about Trey Amos. I want to see him represent the burgundy and gold today against the Ravens. So McCaffrey, Chris Rodriguez, Trey Amos, those are three guys I want to see have success today. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. It's 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067TheFan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air here on a burgundy and gold game day. I'm live and local till 12 noon. Denton Day comes up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. It's the final Burgundy and Gold game day before the regular season. Cut day on Tuesday, and then it's all things gearing up for the New York Giants, who will visit Northwest Stadium to start the season. I do think that I need to mention this because Michael Phillips has brought it up several times. It's very important. If Terry McLaurin can't play week one because something's not worked out, I think it's very unlikely he plays week two because it's a quick week turnaround against the Green Bay Packers Thursday Night Football at 9-11. But also, if Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, if Bill or Chris Rodriguez is inactive week one, I think there's a chance they flip it and activate the other guy week two with a short turnaround and have them come out there with fresh legs against the Green Bay Packers. So it's the final preseason game before the regular season. I told you the three things I want to see today. Luke McCaffrey, touchdown. Chris Rodriguez, explosive run. Can Trey Amos pick off a pass? We'll get to my thoughts on the regular season for the Washington Commanders right now. I was at training camp twice. I got to see 5 days of practice this year. It was just an awesome trip. Got to meet the Punisher, John Bernthal. But I thought that one thing was consistent throughout training camp. Deebo Samuel showing up with explosive plays. We had all hoped that he was going to be the star of training camp, to come in here motivated, come out looking like a guy that was called fat by Terrell Owens, a guy that's on a contract year. And I think all that happened. Like, I think he was the best player of training camp. I think you could talk about Bill, you could talk about Quan Martin, you could talk about some of the younger guys. Nobody had more explosive plays from what I saw than Deebo Samuel. When he was targeted, he was making a play. He was making a guy miss. Deebo was freaking awesome almost every single day out there. So when we get to the regular season, I think it's going to continue. I'm worried maybe Terry and Jaden will have the connection they had last year, but maybe Debo and Jaden will. I think Debo Samuel is going to be our offensive MVP this season. You saw a taste of Debo Samuel against the Bengals. 19 yards on a quick end around. Man, did he have the legs, the speed. He turns the corner so well. I love the way him and Austin Eckler turn the corner in the NFL. They are so good at getting to the edge, seeing the sidelines, cutting it upfield, 1 foot in the dirt, upfield, and it's positive yards from there on out, right? So I think Debo Samuel can actually be our offensive MVP. I do think what we've seen, he is motivated. He is playing on a contract year. And I said this to start the offseason. I'm going to say it again right now. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be the best quarterback that he's ever caught a pass from. Better than Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy, any of the stuff they had in San Francisco since Debo's come in the league. Debo's my offensive MVP. Defensive MVP, all offseason I said, this is going to be Frankie Louvu's year. First team All-Pro as a linebacker. And I still believe that. I think he is going to lead this team in tackles. I think he's going to be second or third in sacks. And I think he's going to be number one in forced fumbles because that dude brings the thump. I mean, I loved how Malik Nabers was doing an interview the other day, and he was like, yeah, Frankie Louvu knocked me out. That was my welcome to the NFL moment. You're going to get a lot of those this season from Frankie Louvu, just bringing the pain on people this season. So I had started the offseason by saying I think he's going to be my defensive MVP. From what I saw at training camp and from what I saw at preseason, my defensive MVP is now going to be Quan Martin. I think it's going to be Quan Martin's year to lead this defense. Stepping into a bigger role without Jeremy Chinn, Will Harris comes in, and his role is going to be kind of simple from what I've heard. Will Harris will be the safety in the box against running plays, and he will be the guy that they have on tight ends in passing plays. Quan Martin feels like Will Harris is going to be the tight end stopper, which means Quan Martin then can be a ball hawk, can jump in front of passes downfield, and do what he did against the Detroit Lions. Find an opportunity. Joe Witt Jr. always talks about tips and overthrows. That was an overthrow. Landed into the hands of Quan Martin, and he made the most of it, taking it to the house for the game-changing pick six in the NFL Divisional Championship game. Offensive MVP Devo, defensive MVP Quan Martin. I am excited for Bill. It's Corey Kroski-Merritt, but like I've been telling you all show, I think Jaden Daniels leads us in rushing yards this year. I think that's going to continue to be the case. I think Jaden will have 800-plus, and you might get 200 from Eckler, 200 from McNichols, 300 from Rodriguez, 200 from Kroski-Merritt. It's going to be running back by committee, or one guy's going to get hot. My surprise X factor for this season. I teased this earlier. I think a guy that got paid is going to absolutely show why he got paid. And in preseason, he already showed up in a big way. Chris Rodriguez ran up the middle for 40 yards, right? Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt threw the tackle for 27 yards. What was the big thing in common on those plays? The blocking by tight end John Bates. My surprise X factor is that John Bates will not just be a great blocking tight end like they paid him to be. John Bates is going to be a great blocking tight end like they paid him to be, and he's going to help out Jaden and this rushing attack and the offensive line as a whole. But my surprise X factor take is that John Bates will be out on the field so much because you will rely on him as an extra offensive lineman, is that he will have a career year in passes caught, and he might even find the end zone a few times. Last year, 8 catches for 84 yards. I think he triples that production this year. Part of that is because I haven't seen it from Sinnott yet, but I just feel like John Bates is going to be on the field all the time this year as a blocking tight end. But as we saw in the postseason, right? What do you have? Oh, yeah, 3 catches this past postseason for 30 yards, including a 20-yarder. He's going to block, 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 and then play action. They're going to put him out into a few routes. And I think they paid him because they know how good of a blocking tight end is, but they also paid him because they can trust him to catch a pass and get upfield. He's kind of the best of both worlds in the fact that he can block like a star and also does not have, like, bricks for hands. So I'm not saying he's going to have more than Zach Ertz or more than Ben Sennett or than more than any of the wide receivers. I'm not saying any of that. My surprise X factor is that I think John Bates will catch some passes this year because he's going to be out there over and over and over again blocking. Going to be on out there blocking, blocking, blocking. Eventually, they'll play action, and he'll just sneak free for a 15-yard catch. I think he'll do that quite a few times this year. I really do. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Final segment of AWOD Radio. Before we get to the regular season, I'm taking off next week. I'll be hitting the beach, and I'll be back for 18 weeks of regular season plus playoff Commanders talk here on The Fan. We'll take your phone calls next. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. We're live and local. Denton Day coming up next at 12 noon. Metal Chris, we appreciate him running the ones and twos today. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. If you want to get in touch with me, it's simple. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate Jay in Virginia, who's letting me know he's listening. Keith, James Marine as well. You can always tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I was just doing my Commanders season predictions. I'll get back into that, and then I'm going to close my show with my NFL bold prediction for this season. But let's go out to the phone lines. We've got Sean in Clinton. Sean, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's going on, AWOD?
What's up, man?
Not much. I wanted you to know if you thought about this. With the addition of all the running backs that we have with Debo, Eckler, and the other running backs that we have, and then the improvement of the offensive line, I don't think Jaden's going to lead us in rushing. I think he's going to be more like about 500 yards because after that Carolina game, when he broke up the middle and had that rib injury, when he came back and got healthy, he started just scrambling to pick up first downs and going out of bounds, sliding, being more safe. We don't need him to break it 80 yards down the middle field and expose himself to hits. The threat of him running will open up the pass in game. And I think the runners will be able, with the improved offensive line, they were going to be able to be successful. And he's going to just be able to pass the ball with the more time to throw.
So I don't think he's going to lead us. So let me ask you a few questions, right? So against Carolina, he gets hurt, all right? And he wasn't the same for probably 5 weeks after that. But then against New Orleans, he ran for 66 yards. Against the Falcons, he ran 16 times for 127 yards. Now, they are going to, I think, call less designed runs. But like you said, on third downs, he's going to scramble and run. And if he runs for 500 yards, let's just say that, who runs for more than 500 yards? Of all the guys you named, I think it's going to be running back by committee.
My response to that is the Falcons game was a necessity because that was for getting into the playoffs. So when we get late in the season, all bets are off. Whatever you need to do, you need to do, right? So, yeah, he did do that. But I'm talking about the grind of the season. Like when we get to the playoffs, we're all bets off. You can design, run, do whatever you need to do, but to manage the season with the weapons we have and the improved offensive line, the threat of him running 5 or 7, 8, 10 times a game is going to open up the pass. I believe. I just think the line improving is going to give him more time, and he's not going to have to do that because each time he takes off like that. Even for Lamar, I heard he got his foot stepped on. Each time they take off, it's an opportunity for a defender to get a hit on him.
No, you're right about that. It's a risk. My response would be, we've seen Jaden for one drive this year, and he took off and ran into the end zone on a passing play. He's going to keep doing that. That's his game.
Yes. I hope he's safe about it and, extend the drive because he has now and he has a better offensive line. So I think it'd behoove him to use his weapons and be more of a point guard distributor and then kill him with the run when they're not expecting it.
Yeah. No, I hope so. I mean, he needs to stay healthy. That's for sure. Sean, I appreciate the call. Right. Thanks for chiming in. Closing out my thoughts on the season for the Washington Commanders. I could see this team having a 13-4 record. I could see them having a 9-8 record. I'm going to go in the middle, and my official prediction is 11-6. I am, very, very confident this team will make the playoffs. I think there's a scenario in which they can win the division. We have not had back-to-back divisional champs in 22 years since Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid did it with the Eagles in 2003. So this track record is, the trend is, the Eagles aren't going to win it again. I don't have much faith in the Cowboys. I have no faith in the Giants, even though I think they'll win 6 or 7 games this year, probably double up. I think they were 3-14 last year, so they may might double up with better quarterback play. But I don't think they're going to compete for the division. So I could see us winning this division, but I'm very confident we will be a playoff team, whether it's division champs or wild card. 11-6 is my official prediction. My Jaden stat prediction, I feel like I've upset people with how much I think he's going to run. 3,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing. 1,000 yards rushing from Jaden Daniels. You heard it here first. I'll say 22 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. I'm going to upset some people here, but I think he fumbles 4 or 5 times. We kind of got lucky with that year one, I thought. He put the ball on the turf the first play of the game, and it fumbled it out of bounds, right, against the Bucs with a backward pass. And then throughout the season, he fumbled once. Tyler Biadasz landed on it. He fumbled once. Zach Ertz landed on it. If he's going to run as much as I'm expecting him to run, hopefully he stays healthy, knock on wood. That's the most important thing. But also, he's going to take some hits. Hopefully he's better at holding on to the football. I think there might be a few fumbles in there. But overall, I don't think he'll have more than, 12 turnovers this season. I'm hoping the team can be as good on fourth down. I want them to be better on third down. Last year, I really enjoyed Dan Quinn's mottos. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I thought that team lived up to that, right? They went to Cincinnati, who everyone thought was going to be a good team back then, week 3. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. They were perfect in that game. And then they went to Arizona the following week. And I do think that that was a massive part of this team's success. The fact that they went straight from Cincinnati to Arizona, that was kind of their training camp vibe in terms of just boys being boys, hanging out late night, getting to know your teammates, spending a whole week together in a hotel in Arizona. I think they came together as a squad, blew out the Cardinals, and it was like, poof, they took off like a rocket ship from there. And so I loved anybody, anywhere, anytime. And in the playoffs, it was brotherhood, belief, and be you. I think Dan Quinn takes his motto a step further this year with the 3 C's. And at Odyssey, we have 4 C's. So I used one of our Odyssey C's. I think Dan Quinn's mottos this year are going to be, first, command. Command the locker room. He's already said it. He's going to ask for more leadership from the younger guys, like Jaden Daniels and others that are going into year 2. Mikey Sainer still. Command the locker room. Make sure that we've set the standard from last year. We know we have to live up to that standard once again this year. Command the locker room. Command. Number 2, community. Grow together as a team. Chemistry, brotherhood from last year. We've got to be a tight-knit community, one that doesn't care about the distractions, the outside noise of every radio show in the country talking about Terry McLaurin, the distraction of your starting running back from last year being gone and it's next man up. How do they not let that hurt them? Community, being a tight-knit community. And then the 3rd C, I hope you like this one, Metal Chris, cutthroat. Cutthroat. Command, community, cutthroat. We've got to be killers this year to have success. Go step on their throats. We will be the hunted, not the hunters. Every defensive coordinator in the country spent part of their offseason game planning to stop Jaden Daniels, the NFL Rookie of the Year. Every team around the globe knows that this franchise is back and that you used to be able to overlook the Commanders, the Redskins, not anymore. And so this year, when Washington gets a lead, you got to punish teams. Cutthroat. They've got to be killers to get to the postseason this year. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. Wanted to close out with my NFL bold prediction. Like I said, Saquon Barkley had a historic season. It was like a movie. It started on Hard Knocks. The Giants. Are we going to keep him? I can't believe we're going to let him go. He goes to Philadelphia. 2,000 yards. Highlight. Unbelievable play. We've never seen somebody do a reverse leap before. It got him on the cover of Madden, and they win the Super Bowl. And my bold prediction is there will be another running back that is the face of the NFL that has the best highlight play that ends up on the cover of Madden that makes it to the playoffs. Not saying Super Bowl, makes it to the playoffs. And this player changed his name this offseason, if you paid attention. I'm talking about Bijan Robinson. Not Bijan anymore. I think he is going to go off this season. Bijan Robinson will be the face of the NFL. Michael Penix will be solid enough that the offense will be on the field. He's going to get a lot of hype, but Bijan will be a 2,000-yard back, will get into the end zone a ton of times, highlight play after highlight play, and he's going to lead Atlanta, ATL, the Dirty Birds, to the playoffs. That's my bold prediction for the 25-2026 National Football League regular season. Last year was Saquon. I know the running backs have been devalued, but I think this is the year Bijan Robinson goes off. I was just obsessed with him last year against the Commanders. He was so damn good. I think we had a call earlier today. Washington should have won that game easily. Part of it was because Brian Robinson Jr. didn't have a great game, but also Bijan Robinson was impossible to tackle for basically the entire first half. His jump cuts are amazing. He runs so low to the ground, but he's got the quickness too. This guy had everything you want out of a running back in the National Football League in college when he was at Texas. He just got drafted to a team and an organization that didn't know what they were doing. They've gone through a head coach when he's gone there. They've gone through several quarterbacks, several offensive coordinators. This is going to be his year that he becomes one of the faces of the National Football League. It will be a B-Rob for those listening in the DMV, but it won't be Brian. It'll be Bijan Robinson, not Bijan. Bijan Robinson. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. Denton Day coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.